they had a lot of rail fence on the place, you know. But they'd use a lot of the rails for post about, you know. They'd be fat lighter material, you know. And they have still some of the rails about on the place.
I guess those things really last.
Yes, and fat, you know. They're just like a piece of iron almost. They're fat lighter. But the people back then, they'd use rail fences and they'd use wire fences. They'd stretch wire fences, put up posts, you know. Posts 7 or 8, 10 foot apart. And they would put galvanized wire fence on it. Stretch it up on it and put, staple it to each post. And then near the gates or in the corner, they'd have what they call brace posters, you know, big posts, you know. And then pull it with wire fence stretchers and tractors and things like that to tighten it, you know. And nail it and tack it to those posts, you know. And then them corner posts would hold it tight, firm, you know. Then they'd put a gate maybe there and then gate up further. That was using a galvanized fence and fence post, you know, stuff like that. But now back before that, they'd use rail fences and stuff like that. And then two, they'd use plank fences.
Well, now what were the plank fences like?
Well, it'd be a
galvanized.
You've seen them all kind of ways, I reckon. Some standing likewise and different ways of putting them up, you know. Maybe a post over here, they'd put it this way, and then post over there, put it across.
Oh, yeah, so they'd be crisscrossing like that.
And they'd do that more or less to, it wouldn't be, I mean, stock. It wouldn't be a protection to keep stock in. It'd just be more or less beautify a place or something, you know. But now, and then that, a lot of people had picket fences, you know.
And how were they made?
They were down at the bottom, you'd put your, you'd put your post about every 10 foot apart, about like that wall over there. And you'd put your, a big thick plank board down at the bottom, maybe 8, 9, 10 inch board. And then on that board, you'd, I mean above that, you'd put a nail up, a 1x4 or something to that post, join them together.
You mean you drive nails to it?
Drive nails at it, and you would join them together on them posts, you know, and plank. And then you'd put your pickets up right like that. You'd cut them, some of them, you'd cut them four-cornered, three-cornered, and all that, you know, different ways. You know.
Well, what kind of tools were used to make those pickets?
Table saws, rip them out of them, you know, and cut those angles with them, you know, take those, I used to live up down there, I had a workshop, and I'd cut all kind of stuff like that for people, and bring maybe a truckload of it, you know, and being 1x4, 3 foot long, or 4 foot long, whatever, and then more a square cut on the end of it. That's cut to the shape of your comb of your house or something like that, of the eaves of your house. You know. And a twelve cut, anything like that. That's what they call a square cut, you know. Cut that on a piece of material. I didn't want those pickets cut that way on the ends, you know. Or you didn't want a 6-12 cut one way, you know. One cut different ways. Write down, set down on a piece of material, whatever kind of one. You know, I used to rip out a lot of four people like that, you know. And then when I worked at Fort Stewart by first building that area down there, I cut out all of them. Didn't cut out all of them either, I don't mean that, but I worked with the pattern crew, they call it.